Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Oil India Limited Q1 FY24 results call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Yusuf. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, I welcome you all to the post-Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Oil India Limited. The company is represented by Shri Harish Madhav, Director Finance, Shri Pankaj Kumar Goswami, Director Operations, and Dr. Manas Kumar Sharma, Director Exploration and Development. So today's session would be a brief on the results by the management, followed by the question-and-answer round. So without any further delay, now I welcome Mr. Harish Madhav for the opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, Sabri, and thank you very much for arranging this call. Good morning to all the participants as well from my side as well as my colleagues present here. I'm expecting Director of Operations to join me a little later part of this call because he is busy in some interviews. We will call if required. And my colleague, Mr. Maharana, he's the CGM Finance. He is available, and other colleagues are also present here. So the results we have already communicated to all people yesterday as well as hosted on our website. We have posted a growth of about 3.5% in our profit after tax for the financial year for the first quarter compared to last year's first quarter. And sequentially, also, there's a little drop, but then last year, Q4, numbers were slightly different, and we accounted for some dividend, etc., and other incomes in Q4 last year, about 400 crores, which is down to about 300 crores this year, this quarter. On the physical sites, crude oil production, we have continued with the growth of about 5%. On quarter-to-quarter basis, last year, we continued with the production growth of crude oil. This quarter also, it has continued. Natural gas production suffered a little bit because of the offtake issues on the part of various consumers. Mainly, the Numaligarh Refinery, we didn't operate almost for the full quarter first, initially for maintenance shutdown, and then because of the fire incident. BVSPL also went into shutdown. DCPL also went into shutdown. These were all scheduled maintenance shutdowns, which coincidentally happened at the same point of time. So that has affected the natural gas production. And currently, the production of this DCPL, BVSPL has also last week, they have resumed their operations. So plant is coming back to the production levels on normalized levels. Numaligarh Refinery has already normalized. So going forward, we expect the natural gas to come back to the growth profile that we projected. Further details, I will request my colleague, Mr. Maharana, to give a brief on the company's detailed performance, and then we can open up for the question-and-answer. Maharana?
Thank you. Good morning, dear friends. At the outset, I would like to thank Mrs. Emkay Global Financial Services Limited for organizing today's analyst call. I am Sachidananda Maharana, Chief General Manager Finance. I am happy to announce that the company has been granted prestigious Maharashtra status by MoPNG letter dated 4th August 2023. The company has also received nil comment from CNAG on the financial statements for the year FY22-23. The company's financial results of Q1 FY24 were published on 8th August 2023. I would briefly share information on the performance of the company in both physical and financial terms. Coming to the standalone results, Beginning with the production numbers, crude oil production for Q1 FY24 is 0.820 MMT vis-à-vis 0.779 MMT for Q1 FY23, thereby increased by 5.26%. Natural gas production for Q1 FY24 is 745 MMSCM vis-à-vis 771 MMSCM for Q1 FY23, decreased by 3.37%. On the financial side, the company has reported 3.72% increase in profit after tax during Q1 FY24 at rupees 1,613 crores from 1,556 crores in Q1 FY23. The turnover has decreased by 22.12% during Q1 FY24 compared to Q1 FY23, which is mainly due to lower crude oil price of $76.85 per barrel in Q1 FY24 versus $112.73 per barrel in Q1 FY23. Average natural gas price for Q1 FY24 increased to $6.5 per MMBTU vis-a-vis $6.10 per MMBTU during Q1 FY23. The EBITDA margin for the period ended 30th June 23 has increased to 53.49% as compared to 44.76% in the previous comparative period, an increase of 19.5%. The earning per share for the period ended 30th June 23 has increased marginally to rupees 14.88 per share as compared to rupees 14.34 per share in the previous comparative period. Coming to financial performance of our material subsidiary Numaligarh Refinery Limited. Numaligarh Refinery Limited has incurred a loss of rupees 77.56 crore during Q1 FY24 vis-a-vis 1,407 crore during Q1 FY23, which was mainly due to refinery shutdown for almost 75 days during Q1 FY24. The EPS for Q1 FY24 is for NRL, it is negative 0.52 rupees per share. Vis-a-vis 19.12 rupees per share for the Q1 FY23. Coming to the consolidated result, due to the above stated shutdown of NRL, there has been some negative impact on the consolidated performance of the company. Consolidated turnover of oil for the first quarter ended 30th June 2023 has decreased to 6,408 crore vis-a-vis 11,563 crore for the first quarter ended 30th June 22, which was mainly due to the shutdown of Numaligarh Refinery Limited by almost 75 days during Q1 24, and reduction in the prices of crude oil in the first quarter 24 compared to first quarter 23. The consolidated profit before tax for the first quarter ended 30th June 23 is 1,843 crores vis-a-vis ₹4,333 crores in the first quarter ended 30th June 22, a decrease of 57.46%. The consolidated profit after tax for the first quarter ended 30th June 23 is ₹1,399 crore vis-a-vis ₹3,230 crore for the first quarter ended 30th June 2020, a decrease of 56.68%. With this, my opening remark on the performance is over, and we are now open to the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. One was, if we can get a sense of oil sales as a percentage of production this quarter seems to have declined a bit compared to previous quarters. If I look at the last couple of quarters, that average has been closer to about 96%-98%. This quarter, it's reduced to about 91%. So just wanted to understand the reason for the same, if any.
Yeah, basically, the sales during this quarter is slightly down because of the NRL shutdown, which was 75 days, which we had already sold. Although that was offset by more offtake by IOC refineries in Guwahati and Bongaigaon. But that's why sales is down, but the closing stock has gone up to that extent, which we expect to normalize in the next quarters to come, because NRL has now come into full operation.
Okay. And sir, the reason for the slightly lower gas production performance, any specific reason, or just a one-off? How should we read into it?
As DSR has already told, the gas offtake was slightly lower this quarter, mainly on account of shutdown of NRL, BGSPL, and also BCPL. These are all scheduled shutdowns, which coincidentally happened at the same time. So with the starting of operation, that will also expected to be normalized.
So no change to our annual guidance, sir, if I can just ask what guidance we had given earlier in terms of our overall production growth that we expect from both oil and gas, somewhere around 2 to 3% for this year. That is still maintained, right, as of now?
So we maintain that, and most likely we will be surpassing that, the guidance which we have already given. So we have seen the first quarter crude production has grown more than 5%.
Right, sir.
And natural gas we suffered only because of the reasons which we just mentioned. So hopefully natural gas also going forward will be up, and 4 to 5% growth is not at all questionable. We will certainly be achieving that.
That's great to know, sir. One last question, if I may. What's the status of the NRL refinery now? I'm sorry if I missed it in your opening remarks. Is it back to full operation, or, what's the status right now?
Yeah, it is back to full operation, 100% capacity utilization. It is running normally.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your time. I'll come back if I need.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Nigam from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So if you could just give us some clarity on the pipeline business, because the revenue has been fluctuating over there. So just what is happening over there?
Pipeline, basically, if you see the whole, there are two things. Basically, we have two pipelines. One is the product pipeline, which carries the Numaligarh refinery finished products from Numaligarh to Siliguri. Now, when the refinery was not in operation, by default, that pipeline also didn't function, or the throughput was very minimal. So that revenue has got affected. And also, that is the main reason. And the crude also, as in the previous question, the crude sales is also less by 4-5% compared to the earlier periods. So crude transportation also to that extent is affected. So that is the main reason. And hopefully these two things with the refinery running normally, both crude and product transportation is back to normal levels as of now, and the revenue streams will also normalize in the current quarter.
Fair enough, sir. And my second question is, you know, when the Kirit Parikh committee came out, there was this provision that of 20% higher gas price for production from new wells. But, you know, nobody was really sure if IOR, EOR production is included in that or not. So is there some more clarity now on that aspect?
No, there's no clarity as yet, though the guidelines were supposed to be issued by BGS within 3 months, but we are expecting that this is still not issued.
Okay. So last question is on Indradhanush gas grid, if you can give us some updates, that will be very useful.
On the Northeast gas grid?
Yes.
That gas grid is basically the project is under execution at the normal flow. Maybe we will hold this question for some little later when the Director of Operations comes, joins the conference. But let me tell you, the project is moving as per the schedule, and I think the first leg of this project will get commissioned by end of December current year.
Okay, that's very useful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity. First question was about the specific reduction in the other expenditure that we have seen in the quarter, like insurance. One component is exploration cost, which has come down, but apart from that, there are reduction in the insurance and other element as well from 360 to 128 crores. Could you also explain the, as well as the cost of support services is also lower. So could you give us a bit more color about it?
Actually, the primary reason for this reduction in other expenditure is attributable to the lower provision of the write-off for exploratory wells, which is roughly about 200 crores. And other provisions which we take have also reduced substantially by roughly about 160 crores. And there is an impact of 229 crore reduction in the foreign exchange loss, which has actually contributed to this substantial reduction in other expenses.
What you are referring to, insurance, etc., is basically not a reduction in the insurance cost. It's a reduction in the foreign exchange loss component, which is clubbed into this.
Right, sir, understood. The second question was about the GST on royalty. When I think we met during the last analyst meet, the ONGC has taken a provision for it, and we were planning to sort of analyze this issue. So have we formed up our view that whether we'll be providing for GST on royalty?
Yes, we are still examining it, and during the current year, certainly some view will be taken. But as of now, we have not taken a view, and I understand our matter which is pending before the Guwahati High Court is also likely to get scheduled for hearing shortly. So we are just waiting for that event also to happen. So we'll wait for some more time. Let's wait for this Guwahati High Court's hearing on merit. We'll get some indication. After that, whatever possible call is required, we will take. But certainly during the current financial year, we are expected to take some decision, firm decision on this.
Right, sir, that's quite helpful. One last question on the capital expenditure plan for the year and actual capital expenditure during Q1, both for standalone as well as NRL.
What is sheet 24? Our target capex is around 4,900 crores, and still in the first quarter, 4,900. And in first quarter, Q1, already about 1,300 crores is the actual capex. Our target for the full year is 4,900 crores. Actual capex is about 1,300 crores in Q1.
Is this only for standalone or it's for the consolidated operation?
This is standalone and NRL, both numbers are standalone. And NRL... Projected this year. Okay, so NRL's target is targeted capex is about planned capex is 8,800, and till first quarter it is about 1,600.
Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant: anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Varatharajan Steve Sankara from Antique Stock Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, with regard to the restart of Rimalgarh refinery, was there a significant cost involved and how it has been treated as if so?
Sorry? Can you repeat the question? We missed it somehow.
Yeah, so demanding a restart, was there a significant cost involved and how it has been treated so?
For this restart of this NRL refinery, they have considered close to 7 crore in the financial statements as exceptional cost during this Q1.
Fair. And you gave a capex of 8,000 odd crores for the current year. The overall capex number target remains the same. And how about the petrochem part of it? Is there any escalation?
Your voice is somehow not very clear. Can you once again repeat?
Yes, the overall capex for Rimalgarh remains the same, or has there been any escalation? And specifically on the petrochem part, has there been any change?
No, it remains the same. 28,000 crores, whatever is the approved project cost, that remains the same as of now. There is no escalation.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Shiva Sankara, is that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Hardik from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. So, I just want to check on the provision or the write-off we have during the year on the comparative basis year on year.
What do you want? What it is to me?
Explanatory write-off, which we provide earlier, we used to give a separate number in the analyst release. So, if you can just share the comparable number for this quarter.
Total provisions and write-offs for drivers is about 70 crores in current year Q1. It was 390 crores last year first quarter.
Sure, thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hemang Khanna from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to check with you. I'm sorry if you already discussed this earlier. The other expenses, when we look at the breakup which you've mentioned in the highlights, you know, there's been a very strong decline in other expenses, both on a QOQ and YOY basis. If you could please just help reiterate what was the key drivers for the lower other expenses this quarter?
Okay.
Sir, actually, this reduction in other expenses is basically on account of lower provision of the write-off for well, which is roughly about 200 crore. And other provisions have also reduced by roughly around 160 crore. And there is a substantial reduction on account of foreign exchange loss, which is roughly about...
Yes, I actually saw the breakup. Within the breakup itself, if you look at other expenditure, on a YOY basis, that was about 206 crore in 1Q last year, which is now at about 68 crore. If you could just help understanding what has changed over there. Is there anything specific which has led to this? Because I think in the previous quarter also that is about 360 crore.
Yeah, are you interested in any particular item or what? I couldn't understand actually.
If you look at your other expenditure breakup which you provide in the financial highlights, the last line over there, the other expenditure is at 68 crore in out of the total. I just wanted to understand how has that moved on a YOY basis, because previous year that was about 205 crore. So what is largely my question to ask is this run rate sustainable and is this the kind of run rate that we should be building in for other expenses going forward?
I think we'll respond to this query a little later. Let's
sure.
Ask the other questions.
That is it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Abhijit Bora from Sherkan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I have few questions. Firstly, can we get the cash cost for both oil and gas exploration business?
Exploration?
Cash cost for oil production and the gas production, excluding depreciation.
It is about $8.5 per barrel, excluding levies.
Excluding?
Levies, royalties, SAED, etc.
Okay.
Duties and taxes are separate.
Okay. And for gas?
Gas is around $2.
Okay.
MMBTU.
Okay. And what is the OPEX per barrel in a normalized scenario for NRL?
OPEX NRL, I think that number is readily not available. Only the GRM is reported. We'll have to come back to you later.
Okay, and gross debt on both standalone and consolidated level, this end of Q1.
On standalone balance sheet, we have $1,355 million. That is
what 11,000
we have in.
It is about 11,000 crore, 12,000 crore on the standalone, and consolidated debt is about 18,000 crore.
Okay, and the difference largely pertains to NRL, the difference between console and...
No, there is another $500 million loan for Russian investment through our Singapore subsidiary. So
okay.
$1,355 million is the standalone dollars, $500 million through Singapore, and plus NRL rupee loan.
Okay. Thank you a lot, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
So, for expansion of NRL from 3 million to 9 million tons, when is it likely to be completed?
It is expected completion in 25, by end of 25.
So, 26 March, we should assume?
Oh, end of, yes, by 26 March, the refinery should be on stream.
And what should be the peak date of NRL? When they complete?
About 18,000 crores.
And all the debt will remain on the books of NRL, or some debt will also be on Oil India's balance sheet also?
No, nothing on Oil India balance sheet, everything on NRL balance sheet only.
And sir, regarding Oil India's capex, you said for this year 4,900 crores, right?
Yes.
So what will be the exploratory, what will be the expense towards exploratory wells and what will be towards development wells? Can you give that figure? Hello.
About 20% is the development drilling, and 2,000, and about 40% of the expenditure is on the exploration, that is drilling plus surveys. So
40% in exploration and 20% in development, right?
Yes. And the development we talk about, it's only the well drilling cost. My surface facilities, projects, all those are another 15%.
As the 15-20%. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the another opportunity. Is there any update on the liftoff of force majeure at Mozambique project?
Currently, as informed by the operator, they are going to restart the project by end of this year, maybe around October, November.
Right. And is there any update on the sort of revision in the project cost? Has the process started to estimate the cost escalations?
Yes, the team is working out at it. So the final numbers will be available in another 2 months' time or so.
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one.
There was one question about this movement in the cost, some other expenditure from last year, first quarter, 200 crores, off crores to current year, about 68 crores. The main reason is basically last year, first quarter, we had made a provision of about 140 crores for the minimum work program liabilities in the Mizoram well, in the Mizoram NELP project, and no such provision has been made in the current quarter. So that is the main reason for the drop. You can continue with the rest of the questions.
Thank you, sir.
10 minutes possibly.
Okay. Next question is from the line of Mr. Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Actually, I wanted to ask you regarding Baghjan. You have made a provision of like around 200 crore, right? Based on that committee, Supreme Court appointed committee. But right now, it is still not clear. I mean, what exactly is the issue, that why we are not able to like come with a cost, or what exactly is happening in this Baghjan additional liability?
Karthik, Sabri, the issue is that NGT has constituted another committee which is supposed to review and estimate what is to be done as far as the restoration is concerned. Right, and funding that only they had indicated to you 200 crore you deposit in a separate account. So that we have informed the committee that the money is available. Instead of depositing, let it be with the company and at any point we will make it available, which has been so far agreed by the committee. Now, what expenditure, depending on what restoration work is required to be done, if at all something is needed, when it will happen in current year, spread over 2 years, 3 years, what time frame, all those things the committee has yet to decide and give us its recommendations. Only then we will know what is the actual work or outgo required.
Right, sir. So, I mean, that committee will come and you have made, I mean, 200 crore is the provision that you have made. But if
it... There's no, absolutely no provision. It was just an interim order which says that for meeting such expenditure, the company should deposit 200 crore, keep 200 crore in a separate account. No provision has been made. No separate money deposit has been done. This is what I'm saying. Actual cost, as and when incurred, as per the recommendations or the work decided committee, that will be booked in the respective period.
Okay, okay, sir, got it. Second question is on NRL. When exactly did it come back on operations, and when did it hit full utilization in, say, July in Q2?
It came back to operation, I think, in the last week of June. Towards between 20-25th of June, sometimes it came back to operation, and then I think within a week it was back to the normal operation. Because all units, one by one units, have to start with the CDU and then supplementary units. So currently the refinery is running absolutely normal.
Okay, so for Q2 also we will we can assume optimal, I mean full utilization of the refinery, right?
The refinery will be fully utilized. Yes, 100% utilized.
Okay.
In fact, we may be trying to recover something more than 100% because to recoup the throughput loss in the first quarter, that will be the effort on the part of the refinery.
Right, sir. And secondly, another question is regarding your other income. So you had, you said some dividend scheme. It came from NRL in Q1?
No. It came from our Singapore subsidiary through which we hold the Russian investments, Vancouver and Tars. So that dividend was declared by the Singapore subsidiary.
So are you, I mean, is there some breakthrough in bringing the Russian dividend to India, or it's like pending from last year only?
This is out of the funds which are already there in the Singapore.
Okay, Russia
okay. Funds has been struck only after February or March 22, the dividend. But before that, whatever dividends were received, they have already been migrated to Singapore and... Out of that only this dividend has been.
Okay, okay, got it, sir. And sir, last question regarding your NRL rights issues. I think you have allotted your share of fund. What
yes.
about the other parties?
This Assam government also, we understand the cabinet approval has been taken. We are expecting the actual investment to happen shortly. And EIL also, I think they are in the process of offering some ministry approval, which is going on. So I think within a month or so, EIL also should be able to invest.
Right, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. We have got like two more questions after which we'll end the call. I think the last two questions. And so in 5-7 minutes, we'll be done. Thank you so much for this call. Yeah, yeah. Operator, please go ahead with the last two questions. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Next question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me another opportunity. I just had one more question about the Indradhanush project. So if you can just refresh our memory in terms of what is the additional or incremental gas demand you see opening up once the Indradhanush gas grid is fully operational. Any rough sense you can get? Because if I remember, you have put in place an ambitious plan to reach 4 MT of oil and 5 BCM of gas production annually over the next couple of years. So how important is this Indradhanush gas grid to achieving that plan? And how much demand can be absorbed on this grid of operation? Just any sense you can give, sir.
You are talking about the Northeast gas grid?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Northeast gas grid.
Okay. See, actual demand estimates, how much will be going through that will not be, we are not able to say as of now. But one thing is very clear, because since the gas grid will be connected to Guwahati and all Northeast capital states, and there is a facility of both forward as well as the reverse movement of natural gas. So if required, the gas can also be brought to the mainland. So accordingly, whatever production we are able to do post connecting to IGGL and post commissioning of IGGL, most likely 100% production will get utilized.
Understood. So, unlike before, now your production won't be constrained because of a lack of offtake opportunities, is the point.
Absolutely.
Understood. And so, the 5 BCM timeline, are we still holding on to somewhere around FY25-26 to reach that target?
Yes, yes. That's what we indicated. That was all those production targets we are holding on
to. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We have our last question from the line of Mr. Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. I have a few questions related to oil production and gas production. Can you please provide how much JV production in oil and how much it is in a case of a gas in terms of a quantity? What was it during the quarter?
Those numbers are available. JV production is very, very minuscule, in fact, negligible rather. Actual JV production, if you see, in case of crude oil, it's out of total 0.82 million tons. JV production is only 0.002. And in case of natural gas also, natural gas out of 745 MMSCM of gas, this production is only 12.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
So 12 out of 745 and 002 out of 0.82. So that's what I said is a negligible contribution by the JV system. Almost we can say 100% is through all India system.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot for this information.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you all the participants once again for your interest in All India, your interest in our stock and in the operations of the company, asking so many questions. We are open to any further questions through email or anything on telephones. We have the contact numbers of our people, almost all of you must be having. So anytime, please see in case any further queries you have, any clarifications, we are absolutely open for sharing information. And thank you so much once again for participating in this conference call. And thank you, Sabri, for arranging this conference. Thank you so much, Sabri.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of MK Global Financial Service, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.